to Here I Glow Again podcast. My name is Claudia Cristina. I am your host. I am back for another episode. I am going to be honest, I almost didn't make it here this week, but I'm here. I'm here to share. I'm here for you. And I have something that needs to be said. I have had a crazy week. It has been the full moon. And if you have heard that people go crazy on the full moon, you are correct, because some of you may have seen on my stories that my neighbor called the police on me. The Mexican police came to my door simply for me having children, my children existing, and my babies crying like normal babies. So she filed a noise complaint. The police came. They saw that everything was great. They left, but now I have realized that the universe, God, great spirit, Mother Earth, whatever you want to call it, is telling me to keep moving and to move out of this place that I have shared with my ex-husband so that I can move on into the fullest and the best version of me. I feel that this was a really clear sign that in order to move to be into the woman I want to be, I actually physically need to move out of here. And today I toured a house and it's my new house. I'm going to sign for the house and I'm so excited. And here we are moving on into the next chapter of our lives and our transformation. And I'm taking you right along with me. After listening to this episode, you will have the strategies and the inspiration to know that you are not alone. And really the secrets to staying sane after your marriage ends, how I did it and what I did. Because now that I've been separated for about 4 months, I can look back and see what I did right that got me through the first couple days. So without further ado, my 5 secrets to staying sane after your marriage ends. You can implement these today, and I promise that by the end of the week, or even by the end of the day, or even by the end of tomorrow, you are going to feel much better than you felt before. So let's get into it. The first secret, but maybe not so secret, is feeling your emotions. In the past, my ex-husband and I had a really volatile relationship. And so instead of acknowledging and seeing what it was that I was actually feeling, I would turn to coping strategies instead, like smoking cigarettes, overeating, undereating, calling him nonstop. It's because I was ignoring my actual emotions. So that was in the past when I was very young, and I'll share this story with you. So about a year and a half ago, there was a betrayal between my then husband and I, and after that betrayal, it was like the next week or so, I got so sick. Every single night, I would break out in these super painful rashes, and my joints hurt, my body hurt, I didn't feel motivated, I felt like my body was failing me, and I would cry every single night. And it wasn't until later, now, that I realized that it was the connection between my emotions that led to a physical response of triggering a sort of autoimmune disease. And this is true. Emotions are energy, and energy is everything. Now, the only way to move through an emotion is to feel it. First, you have to label that emotion, okay? Is it anger, sadness, or fear? So in the moment, that first day that you're there, sitting there alone, okay, there's no one with you. You're on your own now, girl, okay? You're on your own with your kids, or maybe you don't have kids, but you're on your own. There's no partner anymore. There's no one there to save you from you. So what do you do? Step one, secret one, feel the emotions. I remember sitting there and just marinating in the absolute sadness that I was now completely and utterly alone. And for the first time in my life, I was living alone. I remember sitting there on the couch, and I made a reel about this, and I couldn't believe that I was so utterly alone. And so I went into that aloneness. I sat there curled up in a ball and just felt every single feeling. And you'll see how much it helps you. I'm not going to get into it more, but you will see the next day or the following day after you go into your sadness, so you cry, or you go into your anger that you're alone, so you scream in the pillow. After you release it, you truly make space for your best day. Because I know this from experience. Every single time that I have truly marinated in my negative emotions and accepted them, I come out glowing the other side. You guys will see me on the Instagram stories, and you'll see me just glowing and radiant. And why do you guys think that is? Why? You may hear my kids, by the way, or my dog, and it is what it is. We're recording anyways. We're doing this anyways. The ship is sailing. So you see me and you're like, how is she glowing after her separation and divorce? Well, this is how I'm glowing. I'm glowing because of the darkness. Do you truly think that the light can glow alone? No, the light can shine so bright because that light has the biggest darkness. And I have some of the most angry and sad and fearful emotions, but I go into them and then I just come out completely shining the other side. So secret two, that acceptance is key. When you go into your emotions, you also have to accept those emotions. You will miss your husband. You may binge eat. You may overeat. You may go back to bad habits, like later if you meet other men, texting them and trying to distract yourself. And all of that is okay. You may go out partying with your friends too much now. I mean, you're a single woman. You can do whatever you want. And I have friends who became single moms and they went through all different kinds of phases. I had one friend who, like, I love her dearly. And if she's listening, she knows who she is. She chopped off her hair and she decided to be with women now, not men. And she would go out a lot. And that's the process that she had. Or you may have a process where you really want to stay at home. And this is actually where I'm at. You may want to stay at home and not be around a lot of other people because you're dealing with so much. That's okay. Everyone's process is different. And that's why acceptance is key. It's a secret, not so secret, but it's pretty obvious. But unless someone tells you, you may not know this. So you made a decision to leave your husband, or maybe he made the decision to leave you. Either way, accept it. You're going to go through different phases. And it's important to accept every single phase. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the phases that I've went through. My God, in the last 4 months. I will tell you guys this. I feel that every single week I am a different person. I'm not even kidding. I am going through so many transformations right now, with my self-worth, with inner work, with figuring out who am I? Who am I now? And I love her. I love who she is. I love who she's becoming. I'm all about this girl. Anyways, so in the beginning, this was 4 months ago, right? When my ex-husband left, he flew back to the United States. I went into like an inward stage where I really focused on myself and my kids. And then I remember it was Christmas and I was busy with the holiday preparations and I was feeling numb and I accepted the numbness. I was feeling like I really didn't want to deal with my emotions, but every couple days, an emotion would come up and I would feel it. So I would like cry a lot, or I would throw an anger fit, or I would Fear, I don't go into as much because that's not a big one for me, but the anger and the sadness, yes. But you may go into fear, so it's like a debilitating feeling of, oh my God, I'm alone in my house now, and fear is almost, it's tied, it's under anxiety. So it may happen every couple days, or it may happen every day for you. For me, I went into numb mode over Christmas. So then it was Christmas, and I continued to except that I felt numb. And then I went through a phase where I was out. So I wanted to like meet a lot of people. I went dancing a couple times. I was asking all my friends, you know, do you want to do this event together? Do you want to do this thing together? And then now I've went into, I feel like a really good middle road where I've retreated again back into myself, but I've really accepted that my ex-husband and I are no longer together. It was for a reason, and I'm still figuring out exactly what those reasons are, but I'm also seeing that the faults I had, and not only the faults that he had, but I'm seeing the faults that I had. So I accept the present. I also accept what may happen in the future. Like, I am not throwing away that my husband and I could get back together. I don't know, because people change, and maybe we need it this time. I don't know. Maybe we need 5 years, 10 years, or maybe 20 years, or maybe 2 months to go through our own journeys and then come back together. Or it may be that he meets someone else, or it may be that I meet someone else, or it may be that he will sleep with other people. I accept everything. Acceptance is key, because acceptance is neutral. When you are neutral, you give neither the good or the bad things that could happen to you as a now single mom or a single woman power. You're just neutral to whatever may happen, and neutrality equals acceptance. So the third secret, not so secret, but it is not obvious unless you're there, is that you are not alone. So your life is going to shift. It's going to feel like you are very alone and isolated, especially in the beginning days. So I want you to remember, if your husband just left you, or if you just left him, or your relationship ended, that you're not alone for two reasons. The first reason being is that I have had too many things happen in my life, and I have been seeing 111-444-222-111 for too many times in the last couple days, and too many synchronicities happen of meeting new girlfriends and things happening in my life, that I can sit here and I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that a higher power, whatever you want to call it, God, universe, great spirit, Mother Earth, whatever, the creator, it's real. Without a shadow of a doubt, you are not alone. And I remember when my husband was first leaving to go to the United States. So what happened was his mom came, and him and his mom and our children went to the beach. It was the evening he was leaving the next day, and it was the evening, and I was alone in my house, and I posted a reel of divorce diary, something like that. And I remember sitting on my bed screaming, God, give me the power, give me what I need to, I cannot make it through this. I mean, it felt like I was being ripped completely apart. And in those moments, I realize I'm not alone. You know how? Because I do get the strength to keep going. And when you can't find the strength, when you feel like you seriously cannot go another day because your essence, your inner being is completely being ripped apart, go outside. Okay, go out into the nature. Put your hands on the earth. I know this may sound like all Mother Earth, but and esoteric and spiritual, but it's true. Go out in the nature and put your hands on the earth, and then just feel like from the top of your head into your hands, all the anger, the sadness, the resentment that you're feeling for your ex. Like, seriously, go. It is not hard. After this podcast, you listen to this podcast, or while you're listening right now, go in your backyard. Okay. Go to the park. Or just seriously go in front of your house, even if you live in like a concrete apartment, okay? Put your hands on the grass or the concrete and then imagine these emotions flowing into the earth, okay? I imagine her like Mother Earth, but imagine these emotions flowing into the earth. Because guess what? If you feel like you can't take it anymore, and if you feel like you can't live another day, you know who can take it? Mother Earth can take it, because Mother Earth, the frequency of the earth can take anything. So if this sounds silly, let it be silly, but you know what? It doesn't hurt to try, and let me know how it goes for you. There is another reason that I know that you're not alone, and it's because other women are with you. And how I know is because thousands, literally thousands of women message me every single day, comment on my Instagram, and we're going to go through some of these comments right now. I have my old phone in my hand and I'm recording with my new phone, but here we go. I'm having the hardest time trying to do this. So she's talking about when her husband left. Here's another one. Oh, look, single mom of three alone in Tennessee. My ex moved back to California where we're from, but we're both staying in Tennessee. I feel you. I was there many years ago, but with four kids, and it's so hard. You got this, mama. Single mom here, two gorgeous kids in Australia. My best advice is a housekeeper. Oh, she's not wrong. It's hard, but we got this. You are brave. Single mom of three here as well. It's hard at times, but at the end of it all, your kiddos keep you going. Single mom of two boys. It's been nearly 3 years with a toxic relationship, and it's taken time for me to heal and find myself again. Some days are hard, but I'm learning to enjoy the little things. She's right. It's the little things. The fact that you're able to pick up and go about your day, organizing, feeling your emotions, and getting through it is remarkable. Videos like this remind me to never give up on me, my kids, and my responsibilities. So this is another point. You're also not alone because you have your children. So not only do you have like thousands of women around the world behind you, and like take a look at my Instagram comments if you doubt this, you also have your children. Your children are a driving force. It's not that you should do this for your children, but you need to remember that you are a driving force and your children are a driving force. As mothers, we actually have the upper hand in getting over our ex because we have our children to tend to, okay? Our children need their basic nourishment and needs and play and our attention. So when you take, I've actually said this in the last couple of days, I said, take your attention off of your ex and back to you and your children. And the easiest way is for you to play with your children, make them food, do all the things that you're supposed to do, and be fully present in that. It's going to take attention off of you being miserable because the first secret was feeling your emotions. If you have done that, you will not go around miserable every single day. You will actually make space now for happy feelings. And when you have those happy feelings, what you do is you realize you're not alone. Go play with your children. Go cook your favorite cookies. Go bake your favorite banana bread. You're not alone. You have an army behind you. And that's the thing that I love the most about my social media is that it literally shows that we are an army of single, strong women who are living our new best transformation. Okay, secret four. I love this one because it's so true. Know that you can't have the bad without the good. So I'm going to share a story. I want to share a story from we hadn't separated with my ex-husband yet. I think I said I wanted to separate, or it was around the time when it was like we just weren't talking to each other anymore. There was a period of, I would say, a month where we just completely stopped talking to each other and avoided each other. And I really should go into this. It was absolutely horrible. Gives me knots in my stomach, which my body is telling me I still haven't worked through this and I need to work through that period. But I went to, like, it was either this, under the new moon or the full moon, this rooftop women's meditation, and we did a journaling exercise. And I actually invite you to do this exercise. So first you draw a circle, and that circle is your light, it's you, your glow. And then you think about all of the negativity in your life, the things that you don't want in your life, all the darkness. And you draw, and you draw like around the light, all of this dark. And I invite you, while you're drawing all this dark stuff around this circle, and while you're drawing all this dark stuff around this circle, you realize how small the actual light is and how much dark there is around it. Because our layers of trauma, our bad experiences, like we all have them, but believe it or not, they make us who we are. Because if no person had trauma and no person had anything bad happen to them in their life, we would all just be walking around like happy little clones. And that's not the case. That's our essence. Our God-given essence is to be happy and in abundance. But our trauma makes us who we are. I am so happy for every single breakup, rejection, bad experience I've had in my life. It's led me to this point where I can have so much glow and radiance and be so in my truth. So I'll give you guys an example. I finished school first, and then my ex-husband finished. And at the time we had our oldest son, Augie, he was like 2 years old. My husband graduated and his first job was making like $35,000 a year for a family of three living in Colorado. And this was some of the hardest time in my life because I would wake up at 4 a.m. I was an English teacher. I taught on the computer online, Kids in China. I would do that for like 3 hours, sometimes 3, 4 a.m. And then Augie, my son, would wake up at 6 a.m. I'd get him ready and I would take him with me to my second job, which was being a nanny. I was a nanny for a kid the same age as him. So all day I would do the nanny and then I would put him to bed. We'd get home, I would put him to bed. And then I would work my third job, which was writing blog posts for someone else. And that was some of the darkest time in my life because I was so tired that my eye would twitch. And whenever my eye starts tweaking out, I know that I'm like having too much caffeine or way too stressed out. Those were the darkest times in our life. Like we had no money. I was working so much. Victor was working so much. He was working his regular job. And then in the evening, he was a manager at Chick-fil-A. And we would go to the food bank as well whenever we could. Without those times, I would not be here right now. I would not feel so thankful for the nanny that I now have because I was a nanny. I would not feel so thankful for the cleaner, which is super standard in Mexico, that I now have if I hadn't been a cleaner myself in high school. I am so thankful for the experiences that made me who I am. You cannot have the bad without the good. So fully embrace your trauma. And I still have deep, deep traumas that I haven't worked through. I haven't told anyone through. It's always a work in progress. But the more you embrace and work through the traumas, which is, by that I mean secret one, feel your feelings, the more you will shine, the more you will know your purpose, and the more you will know your truth. So the glow up can only come with the wisdom and the courage to feel your feelings and your traumas and go into them and go into the fire and come out glowing the other side. Now, okay, so for the last secret to staying sane after your marriage ends is a little bit of an assignment. It's to write a letter to the man of your dreams. And I heard about this and I came up with it for myself when I was in the car wash shortly after my ex-husband left and I had some time. And so this isn't to a specific person. It is to who you want in your life in the future. And writing this letter, as you're writing it, don't overthink it. As you're writing it, you actually realize the kind of man that you want in your life and what you want for your life. And that's really important, is to be super clear, not only about who you want to be, but to the kind of partner that you want to walk around in this world with. Because our partners are our mirrors. And if you have a mirror you're looking at that is controlling or angry or narcissistic, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're controlling or narcissistic or angry, but it does mean that there's something unhealed inside you that could have attracted that. And accepting responsibility for that is hard. And I can say this because I know this. And I accept responsibility for the negative things and negative parts of, and I accept responsibility for the negative parts of my relationship with my ex-husband and the mirror that he was and what didn't work out. But when you're writing this letter to the man of your dreams, you want to embody, like as you're putting pen to paper, feel what it would be like to have this man in your life, how safe and loved and happy and complete you would feel. Side note, you want to be complete without your man, but your man is like the puzzle piece, right? Like the puzzle piece is alone. It works, but like when you attach another piece to it, it works better. Anyways, I don't know if that analogy makes sense, but I'm going to read some of the letter that I wrote on January 28th, which was about a month after my ex-husband left Mexico. So it says, "I don't know who you are, but I miss you. You are intelligent, funny, charismatic, and sexy. You make me feel safe, but you also know when to give me space. Your love is stable, grounded, fiery, passionate, humorous, strong, and pure. The safety I feel cracks me open like never before. I hope to heal with you, to unpeel so we can come together without toxicity, codependency, insecurity, uncertainty, or tightness. With a continued open heart, I wait for you." So that's a really vulnerable share. And it's truly like what I wrote on January 28th. So that's my last secret, to write a letter to the man of your dreams. And it really puts into perspective, like do this today. If you feel horrible today, you're listening, your husband just left or you left your husband, write the letter today to the man of your dreams. And it actually really makes you realize how your ex was not the man of your dreams. And he could be after you do your healing and he does his feeling and maybe you'll come together and he'll be that man. But reading this letter to the man of my dreams, or I put my future partner, it makes me feel so confident and so good in my decision to separate and for my husband's decision to separate with me, because it was no longer our time and we were super brave to admit that. So feel your emotions. Acceptance is key. Remember, you are not alone. Know that you cannot have the bad without the good. And last of all, the last secret, write a letter to the man of your dreams. So it is my sincerest intention that this podcast episode helps you right now. If you're heartbroken, if you're separated, divorced, if you just cannot get over your divorce or your trauma, I hope that these steps help you as much as they helped me. I'm giving myself a pat on the back to do this episode, even as a busy mama of three and someone who's just has an unorganized house and moving and so much going on. But I do this for you. I do this for us. So for all those who comment, who message me, I know who you are. For those who leave the 5 stars on Spotify and Apple, who leave a comment, a review, I see you. We are doing this together. I don't do this for myself. I do this for you. So let me know how you like this episode, and I will see you on the next one. I love you.